If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, Hour 1, before the end of Hour 1. Have an idea of what you may want to talk about here on the Real Age Tip, Hour 1, Dr. Mike?
I don't yet.
Okay. You'll come up with one, because I can't. I'm not capable of a Real Age Tip. It'll work on it. It'll get it done. All right, let's go through the top medical stories of the week. Most women misunderstand IUD birth control. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this is interesting, and it comes from the older age, if you will. 30% of docs got wrong the risk of IUDs and the safety and the effectiveness. So IUDs in the old days were a thing that actually put a drug company, A.H. Robbins, out of business by the number of times they were sued. But in fact, they don't increase sexually transmitted diseases, they don't increase infection rates, and they have over a three-year period a 99% prevention of pregnancy as opposed to 95% with the pill. They do cost $500 to $1,000 for insertion as opposed to $15 to $50 a month for the pill. So over a three-year period, you're paying, if you get the generic pills, you're paying about the same amount. So, and if you get a more expensive pill, obviously you're paying more for the pills. So what was not understood when the women took a test on what they understood about IUDs, many of them did not think that an IUD was even as effective, let alone more effective, than birth control pills at preventing pregnancy. And many thought you would get infections from it, which you don't get.
Not being a woman, I don't ask the questions, but when a woman finally decides upon birth control, when it's about that time, what are some of the issues that women need to think about when they try to pick the right, product?
Should we have you, Bridget here, who's in the... who says, not me!
I think by default there will be questions that I'll have to answer.
So anyway, the point is... what is your risk tolerance?
Yeah.
Are you of a family history of or blood type A, which is an increased risk of clotting? Are you willing to take a baby aspirin at the same time to prevent that risk? And the hazards of doing that are obviously if you do extreme sports. So a woman who's doing bicycle trick riding at as her fun sport should not be on birth control pills and a baby aspirin, which I think it's almost imperative that if you go on birth control pills, you go on an aspirin to prevent clotting and the increase of other things, such as it decreases, the aspirin will decrease the risk of breast cancer significantly.
Well, and I think what you said about doctors not presenting this information to their patients is the most key point, because a few years ago, I'm not on birth control anymore because I have a horrible memory and never take it at the same time every day.
Oh,
but
boy.
When I went to the gynecologist, they never told me about IUDs, and they also never told me about taking aspirin.
So that is some of the hazards of us old docs still practicing, because we remember the birth control pill. I wish I could remember the one that A.H. Robbins had on the market. It had such a classic name, and it was shown not to do any of the things that it was accused of doing, yet the company had so many lawsuits that
it
went out of business. What?
Yes.
No. That's a current one that's actually effective. But I will Google it. You know, the Google is so good. I will Google it in a few minutes.
All right, let's stay on the woman's issues for another one here. It's one of our stories of the week about a new breast cancer drug that the FDA has just approved. What are the details?
This is a combination pill that is relating to the Herceptin receptor. So you get Herceptin, if you have Herceptin receptors, this is one that where you add this what's called CADCILA to it, and it inhibits, if you will, the ability of the cell to get rid of the Herceptin. And so they live an average of about 5 or 6 months longer with the combination. We don't know the price of it, but it does give you 6 months, and it is apparently quality lifetime. So it's not just living longer, it's living with a higher quality of life. There is a worry with CADCILA. It does have heart toxicity and liver toxicity, but it is, it seems to be able to get the Herceptin, which is the agent that helps get rid of the cancer, into the cell better.
Our guest is coming up at 34 past the hour. It's LaVarne Burton. She's the president and chief executive officer for AKF. It's the American Kidney Fund. And she's also the chair of the National Health Council Board of Directors. She's really done some amazing things in her job. She's included the expansion of Kidney Fund's kidney disease screening program into communities all across the country. A lot of media campaigns, public awareness campaigns, and put together an annual event called the Hope Affair. And the Hope Affair brings together the national renal community. And we'll talk about, because the month of March, which will be next weekend, we're in our last few days of February, thankfully. March is National Kidney Month, so to get you ready for that, we'll talk more about kidney health with our guest at 34 past the hour.
Do you know what other month it is, Joe?
March is the first day of spring is in March.
National Nutrition Month is March, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's actually, the other one I was going to bring up is colon cancer prevention month. And the interesting thing is there is one unique thing about colon cancer prevention and kidney problems, and that is that the preparation, as you know, the thing you like so much, the Go Lightly or the movie prep, what a great name.
Either one or the other
will dehydrate you, and dehydration, that is going not having enough fluid in your body, is one of the things that not only makes kidney disease worse, but actually can cause kidney failure if it's long enough or severe enough.
You know, that whole colon, the colonoscopy thing to me is it's a non-issue. I don't know. Okay, the preparation, but I think if you prepare ahead of the preparation, it's not bad if you kind of ease back on some of the heavier foods a day ahead of time. You drink a lot of liquids. Piece of cake to me. I mean, last time that I had the test on was about 4 months ago, and non-issue for me. And, of course, the test is, La La Land, right? It's goodbye, you're in dreamland for the test, you know, for most people.
I think that's exactly right, and I think you did it right.
Yeah,
my mom's getting one on Monday, and she's so nervous.
Well, first time, or?
Yeah, it's her first time.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, people, you know, the worst thing you could do is don't go on the websites, okay, and read about people's experiences. You don't go to these websites and read all about what I went through, and this was so bad and everything. And in most cases, people don't have a problem with it. But, you know, we've talked about on this show, ad infinitum is it's an essential test that you need to get done, especially you get about 40 years old or 50 years old, especially if you have a history of colon cancer in the family. Udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. That's the way you get a hold of Dr. Mike. Any questions? Dr. Mike's answers. Again, we stream in a couple of places, radiomd.com, gabradio.com as well. So kidney issues is the issue coming up after the break at 34 past the hour. Of course, this being National Kidney Month coming up. In the month of March, how a kidney works and how to make sure you protect your kidneys and make sure they're working properly so you can keep going on and on and on and on. So that's our topic in the guest segment on the way right here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royston.